Fresh summer produce is amazing, and there's certainly a lot of local food just waiting to be enjoyed. Do you have memories of your mother or grandmother working hard in the kitchen, canning those summer tomatoes, or stirring huge pots of strawberries to make the sweetest jams and preserves? According to the National Center for Home Food Preservation, more than one quarter of American homes can or freeze fruits and vegetables. The University of Tennessee Hamilton County Extension Office is offering classes in food preservation next Tuesday, July 19th. Educators Ann Olson and June Pewitt from the Extension Office joined me with details. Food preservation is very important, and with the economy the way it is, you have a lot of people doing backyard gardens, hitting those local produce stands, trying to find cheaper ways to feed their family, save a little bit of money. And some people are now at the point where they'll be putting stuff back, canning and freezing for next year, but that's not always 100% safe if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, that's correct. And if a person doesn't know exactly what they are doing and how long to process, they can end up with botulism, which of course is not what you want.
When we're talking food preservation, you go back to the old-fashioned canning days with boiling water and hot jars, and you also have freezing. You shouldn't just put the food in the freezer. There's also a boiling aspect of that as well. Are there other ways to preserve the food?
There are, and you mentioned boiling when you're freezing. That's called blanching, and you do that to quickly bring food to a boil and then cool it down with ice immediately. And that destroys the enzyme growth, and that protects the quality, and that also will inhibit any bacteria that may be there. It won't destroy it, but it will inhibit it. We're having a workshop coming up, and we're going to teach people to do some fun things that are really easy to do, like freezer jams and freezer sauces, and they're amazingly good and don't require all the heating up the kitchen and all the time and all the special equipment.
Learning how to prepare the food's important. Freezing is just one approach to food preservation.
We are teaching them how to can. They will learn about the pressure canner. They'll be learning about the water bath canning, freezing. We will touch a little bit on drying. So we cover all aspects.
Preserved food, does it always have the same level of nutrients and flavors that you can get out of fresh or even canned food in the grocery store?
Well, it really depends on the product you have going into the process, because if you start with inferior product, you're going to end up with inferior product. Statistically, you can preserve that quality and that homegrown freshness, and you have more control what you put into it. Some of the things you process, you can control the amount of sodium and the amount of sugar and other ingredients, and you're not going to end up with a lot of preservatives. Now, some of your jams and jellies and those things, you're going to have a preservative, a pectin, and that's just a naturally occurring byproduct that's in our fruit, and we just need to add a little bit more to certain types of fruit to help it set up or gel a little bit better.
What's your favorite thing to preserve?
Well, I like freezer jams, and that's a real easy one. And that's one of the things that we will be doing with our classes coming up. We will actually be doing some freezer jams right there in the class. We'll have some of the participants come up and actually make the freezer jam. Freezer jam is just an easy way of taking like strawberries from the garden or strawberries from the market and making it into a preserve. But rather than having to go through the processing water bath process, you just follow the recipe on the pectin package, and it has to be a freezer pack, you know, the freezer pectin. And you just follow that. It's very easy. Within fairly short time period, you have freezer jam ready to give to friends.
And it'll stay fresh in the refrigerator for up to a month, too, if you don't have a lot of room in your freezer. You can do like two containers at a time, 2 8-ounce containers. So if you just have a few strawberries, if you're growing your own, or a few blueberries, you don't have to make this huge process. You can just make a little amount at a time, and it's really good and really fresh.
It's not all jams and jellies. The harvest from your vegetable garden can be saved for winter use as well.
I like tomato products. Tomatoes are just so good, and if you can preserve those and doing it the old-fashioned way, canning is good. And by the way, there's some new recommendations. If you're doing things the way your granny did it, you better come to our class, because now we recommend that you add lemon juice to tomato products when you can them, because we've bred the acidity out of tomatoes. You know, consumers said, oh, I don't like that little twang, that acid taste in tomatoes, so they bred them out of it. So now we have to add the lemon juice back in to help preserve the quality when you process it. And another quick and easy thing we did is a freezer salsa that is just really terrific. You buy packaged mixes and follow the directions and just cook it for a few minutes and put it in the freezer, and it's good for an entire year. So freeze now for Super Bowl parties.
What I like is with some of the freezers, you can use ice cube trays and freeze like individual portions. So once they're frozen, pop them out of the tray, store them in small bags, and you can have basically single-size servings that you can then take out if they're in little ice cube trays.
One disadvantage of preserving in the freezer is the amount of space, because most of us don't have the huge freezers, chest freezers, that our parents and grandparents probably had. We just have part of our refrigerator, so you do need to be selective on what you want to keep in the freezer through the winter.
Pre-reservation for the class is encouraged. How do they contact you to get in on this?
They can call our office number, and it's 855-6113, and they would need to do that by July 13th. That's Wednesday, this Wednesday, tomorrow. There is a registration form. We do have door prizes. We have sampling, food samples. We also have a resources that they will go home with.
Entire kit of recipes and instructions. And we have a nice publication on which apple you would buy if you want to make apple pies, you know, versus fresh apples. We've got a refrigerator magnet that has the website where you can go and find the USDA videos so you can do it at home. If you come to our class and you forget exactly what we were demonstrating, you can go online and watch a quick and easy video.
There is a small fee to attend the class. If you mail in your registration this week, be sure to call the office to save a spot in one of the classes. That number is 423-855-6113. The food preservation class will be held Tuesday, July 19th from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, or attend the evening class from 6 to 8. Both classes will be held at the University of Tennessee Extension Office on Adamson Circle off of Bonnie Oaks. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.